If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, happy spring day and yes. Good morning to you guys.
Yeah, we could be fooled, couldn't we?
Well, it's fine. Spring has come and they're turning the power off, so we're all good.
Right, exactly. Couldn't be better. What is going on with Telkom and ADSL? I thought it was all over.
It was all over. It was absolutely all over. Today was going to be all over ADSL day, but in the spirit of spring and probably a lot of moaning and complaining from various ISPs and their customers, it's actually very interesting to understand how people just get used to good enough. So ADSL 4 meg that works only when it doesn't rain, and people just get on with things and do stuff when there's much better and cheaper alternatives like fiber out there. So the inertia has won, and Telkom have extended the end of ADSL to the end of November to give all the people who haven't migrated or switched a chance to finally get there. But they have announced one other thing that's actually very smart. When you report a fault on ADSL and there is fiber in the area, they're just coming to install fiber. They won't fix the fault. So whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not, they're going to bring you fiber. And the catch will probably be they will charge you ADSL prices for fiber, which is more expensive. So we're yet to see if that one will pan out. But basically, my advice is to anybody who has an ADSL line now, have a look at the options for fiber. You don't need to buy fancy high-speed 100, 200, 300, 500 meg fiber. You can buy 20 meg fiber. But the quality of the service is vastly superior. It's not affected by weather. It's much less contended. The technology itself is so much better. The whole experience, your latency, that's the time to get to a server, is vastly superior. So the overall, even for emails, even for basic web browsing, even if you have no heavy needs for the internet, it just changes the way you connect. And here's what's interesting. Every project that's ever been done shows that when you get high speed, low latency internet connectivity, it doesn't matter who you are, within a short period of time, you start using more and more and more services. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy when you move on to a high-speed connection. So my advice really, if you are still on ADSL for whatever reason, avoid the new rush, because the old rush is gone. Avoid the new rush and move on to high-speed either LTE, which is really good, and in some areas 5G is now available, and again at fairly reasonable prices, or fiber if it's in your area, because Telkom will do it for you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely right. Is any of them, are any of the internet systems better than others during power outages?
Well, yes and no. I know that's not an answer, but that's a great question. The biggest problem is you, not the connection. So in other words, fiber will continue to operate because they run their systems on UPSs because they can't afford to have it go down. The same thing goes for ADSL, which is self-powered. In other words, all ADSL connections run with voltage over the line. Again, powered centrally and 99% of the time separate to the power supply in the area, such as the Eskom cutting you off. So both of them have power to your premises. The problem is power at your premises. Both of them need a modem or some form of box that will translate that into Wi-Fi in your home. And if you've got no power at home, you don't get any signal. The answer really is quite simple. An inexpensive 1 kVA UPS, anywhere from 700 Rand to 1,500 Rand, should power the average modem router for up to 4 or 5 hours. So that would continue to give you Wi-Fi as long as your battery-operated laptops and cell phones work. Generally, though, also, that cell phone towers continue working. Most of them have got power and battery backup for up to 4 hours. So you can continue using the internet over your mobile, but it's not quite as slick as using your own Wi-Fi at home. So the simple answer there is they will stay up. The bad answer is that you may go down because you don't have power in your own house. So that's the sad part. And power on and off, and routers hate being switched on and off all the time. If you've got a fancy setup with mesh networking and you've got a couple of routers throughout the house, every single time the power goes off and things switch off, havoc ensues. Stuff doesn't connect. It just becomes a pain. The networking loves steady power. So UPS has become your best friend during this crazy period, as I think the power thing's going to continue for a long while, and certainly for the rest of this week. Mm. So hop on the UPS bandwagon. They're available everywhere, and they do a great job of keeping your basics up and running. You can't run a kettle. Some of them are big enough for TV, but not for long. But generally, you can keep your router up and running 4 or 5 hours, no problem, on a reasonably sized.
And I do find that having sorted that out, it makes the world of difference. You actually just don't feel as sort of cut off from the world.
The world doesn't end.
Yeah,
connected.
Exactly. It really does make a big difference. And tell us about this new DStv package that's kicking in from today.
Yep, all the new DStv packages that were announced over the last little while. We spoke last week, not the streaming stuff yet, but all the online stuff. They simplified the movies channels. They've switched off a whole host of channels. They've switched on a whole host of different channels. The bottom line is that they are trying to streamline their service, and you can actually see it aligning with what would be possible online through their streaming networks. But they have assured us that despite the fact that they are reducing the number of movie channels, the number of movies that you can watch, old movies mostly, but the number of movies that you can watch hasn't dropped. So they continue to offer the same amount, just spread across a different range. So when you switch on your decoder today and all is changed and things have switched and it just looks a bit weird, it's the new look from DStv. And in some parts, I think they've made it more logical. I think it'll be a lot easier for most people to understand. And it'll certainly bring the fresher and more watchable product or titles to the fore. So I think they've done a pretty good job in that space. And all the streaming stuff is coming online pretty soon. So all change at DStv. And now, even under level 2 lockdown, even now that we can get out a bit more and do a bit more stuff, staying at home and Netflixing or DStving and chill seems to be a really great habit for most people in South Africa.
Absolutely. It really is. That's where we leave it. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always.